Kicking off the 2025 FredNat season, Eric Bach hanging out with the new manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Billy McMillan, coming to us from AAA Rochester in the Nationals organization. And Billy, first of all, let me be the first formally to welcome you here to Fredericksburg. And for our FredNat fans out there that don't know you or are going to try to get to know you, what is the scouting report on Billy McMillan as a baseball guy and a manager?
I guess I would say I'm a lifer. Got drafted in 93 and pretty much been involved in professional baseball since 1993 after playing college baseball at Clemson. On the managerial side, I'm aggressive. I like to have guys run. I try to get guys to play fundamental baseball. And more than anything, I try to get them to compete every day. As far as my temperament, I'm so even keel, it's not funny. I do like to keep things loose, but I don't think you're gonna see me throwing my hat and flipping over the water cooler. I'm not gonna do anything like that. I'm as chill as they come.
3 years with AAA Rochester. Last time you managed was in 2021. Back in the managerial chair here in Fredericksburg, you excited to get back as the number one guy?
Yeah, whenever you can be the manager, I think that's kind of ideal. Sometimes there were situations where maybe I would have done something differently, but because I wasn't the manager, I have to do whatever he wanted to do. So being in charge and being able to make those decisions, there's something great about that. And with that, when I do something that doesn't turn out so well, I've got to, answer to that too, and I'm prepared to do that. So it's going to be neat being back leading a team. I just hope that that we can compete every day. That's going to be the goal for us, to compete every day.
You've been at the AAA level most recently in your last few years of your coaching career. Obviously, it's the same game, but it's a different game down here in single A. What are some of the adjustments you anticipate going from AAA down here to single A?
In AAA, most of those guys have major league experience, so there's not a lot of teaching. There's more refining, I think, is how I would describe it. So for instance, a relay, I may have to take guys out and really tell them you need to be in this spot and why. AAA, you just tell them go do a relay and they know where to go. So I think it's going to be a lot more of that, or at least I'm anticipating more of that kind of stuff. And so there's some challenges there because it's rewarding when you're teaching someone and they get it and the light comes on. In AAA, you just say it and you really expect them to do it. I hope the guys prove me wrong and that I don't have to do a lot of that teaching and explaining. But I think that's the idea, and it might even be something like we want to execute a pick at first base. Here they may be so anxious that they don't hold it and we're not able to execute it correctly. AAA, they're going to do it. So it's just those kind of finer game points that I'm anticipating we're going to have to say over and over and over again to these guys.
As far as the staff goes here, you've got the pitching coach and the hitting coach back from the championship squad here in Fredericksburg in 2024. That has to give you some comfort as a manager to have guys close to you that have some familiarity with this place and this league.
Yeah, the fact that they know those guys, especially the guys that are repeating or guys that came here and got a cup of coffee here, I think that'll be very helpful for me. And Lordy, I'm going to lean on him a lot because – he spent so much time with those pitchers, and I was trying to learn all the pitchers and all the – like, I was spread so thin during spring training that, I mean, I probably don't know – I know names and what they do, but I might mix up a face just because I don't know those pitchers that well. So, and Mike, we've spent a lot of time talking about the hitters, going over potential lineups and who might need a day off when or where. So, yeah, both of those guys are going to be very helpful for me, but Lordy in particular because he deals exclusively with the pitchers.
As far as this opening day roster goes, 20 out of the 30 guys have played at least a game with the FredNats before. got to be some comfort for you there as far as there's a lot of familiarity in this clubhouse with this place in this league.
Well, I think that will help early because most of those guys or a lot of those guys were around and got a ring last year. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll help with the new guys and show off their rings and stuff and encourage these guys. This is what it's all about, winning. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how they help lead the new crop of guys coming through.
Last one for you, a little bit of a broader question. Come September, when it's all said and done, what are some boxes that you hope to check for this team that obviously, you know, you want to win, you want to be in the playoffs, you want to win a championship, but what are some boxes that you'd like to check that, yeah, it was a successful season if we do these things?
I think we have a successful season if we're able to have a completely different roster than what we start with. And by that, I mean we've promoted a lot of guys to Wilmington. You know, it's been my experience in the past that development, getting guys major league value is what our goal is in the minor leagues. Winning a championship is nice and stuff, but at the end of the day, if in a year or two some people can look at the Washington Nationals and see guys that came through this organization, came through this level, and that now they're helping at the major league level, that would be the reward.
Billy McMillan joining us here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network. Thanks for the time and looking forward to working with you this season.
Thank you.